Hello, my name is Jason and welcome to DesignCast. It's a podcast where I interview a wide range of guests and ask the question, how do you design education? Why is this important? Students all learn differently and need varied teaching methods to be successful. It is more important now than ever to accommodate and personalize education for all students as much as possible. I use my 25 years of experience as an educator to ask questions and to learn about the exciting things people are doing to provide for all students and their unique perspectives. Each episode, I chat with guests from all over the world, from classroom teachers, authors, consultants, and beyond. We chat around a range of topics that we feel are important right now. Will you join me in this journey to learn and grow together? If it's your first time here, welcome. Thank you so much for taking the time to check it out. If you like this podcast, please leave a review, rate, subscribe, share, and download from your preferred podcasting app. This helps the podcast get discovered by new listeners. Also, please use the hashtag DesignCast when discussing your thoughts and feedback on your favorite social media platform. To connect with me, I would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. So let's get on with the episode. Welcome back to another episode of DesignCast, and it's my immense pleasure to welcome Jarrett Brown to the podcast. Jarrett, how are you tonight, man?
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me on tonight. It's a pleasure to be here and to see you again. Haven't seen you in a couple years.
Oh, heck yeah, man. It's been a while. I mean, we meet up every once in a while and like do some, you know, like official school business, but it's nice to see you in under these circumstances. So thanks again, Jarrett, for making time to chat with me. And so, Jarrett, if people don't know who you are, they should. But if they don't, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Well, so my name's Jarrett Brown, and I'm the assistant head of secondary in Chengdu, China. And also on IB workshop leader and site visitor. And of course, I worked with you and Suzhou at Suzhou Singapore International School. So good to be back. Yeah.
Yeah, totally, man. I mean, we're both back in China. We haven't been able to connect in person yet, but I know that that is imminent. I know that with things opening up, we'll be able to do that soon. So it's so great to connect with you, Jarrett. And listen, you know, I am so excited because you have bounced around a fair bit over the last couple of years. And so I want to find a little bit about, you know, what you've been up to, because we worked together and you left, I guess, what was it, about 2016?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. And you went off to Qatar. What were you doing there?
Yeah, so I was the action and service coordinator at Qatar Academy. Qatar Foundation schools, it's a big group there, and there's about 10 different schools. And, you know, the great thing, about IB schools around the world, I think, is that, you know, it's the same in a lot of ways. You have the personal project, you have the services action. So I think that's really great. I remember connecting with some people from SSIS when we were in Qatar. And the kids were really, you know, just interested in saying, you guys do personal project too? Like, you know, it was such an open, you know, conversation. I just couldn't believe it, you know? So I think that's really neat about being in an international school setting is the opportunities for the different connections around the world.
So, Jerry, you said that you're the assistant head of secondary at your current school. So do you also have a teaching role with that, or what all are you doing?
Yeah, so we've just started. We were doing product design last year, and we decided to go to digital design this year. So I'm helping out with the curriculum and doing the digital design class this year. So it's really interesting, you know, because I don't have a design background. I'm an individuals and societies teacher, a language teacher. So this is my first foray into the design classes. And it's really fascinating. I really enjoy it. I have a lot of appreciation for you and the design design teachers out there.
Thanks, JB. I appreciate that, man. And so what's I have fond memories of us working together, because one thing that you and I worked really hard on was this idea of interdisciplinary learning. Like we met pretty regularly. I was the head of design. You were the head of individuals and societies. And we were working on these projects where we were crossing over as much as possible with those students. And I think back to that, that was a long time ago, but I really think back to that fondly because I feel like there was a really good synergy there with that. And I don't know if you think about that at all or not, but I think about that that was a really good experience, at least on my end, working with you on that. And I'm just curious, do you pull any of that in for what you're currently doing?
Well, you know, funny you say that, because we just did interdisciplinary units. We broke down the timetable at our school, and we did it for the Chinese New Year. It was really great, you know, and as you're saying, you forge new relationships, friendships with other subject groups that you wouldn't, you know, typically talk with. You know, you're not typically collaborating with these subject groups, you know. So I think it was really neat to see the processes that went involved with that and how it was connected to the Chinese New Year. You know, we made postcards. We had some really unique Chinese plays. We had a dragon dance. And, you know, it was great. I think interdisciplinary learning in the MYP is so meaningful, you know, because you draw from so many different subject groups. So I really enjoyed that just this past couple of weeks when we did them. So, but yes, I definitely agree, Jason. I look back on our interdisciplinary very fondly as well.
No, I really do think about it, because I just think that at that moment in time, it works really well. And I've seen a lot of them not work well. But yeah. I mean, I don't particularly care as much about the outcome. But I did feel that there was some very serious connections that students were making. And at the time, you'll recall, we had a lot of students, English was their second language. And so it was a really good opportunity for them to share their understanding that wasn't necessarily written or spoken, but through some kind of action or some sort of product that they made. So I thought that was definitely something that I looked to as this was a positive, successful example. And I kind of measure other similar type things with that kind of example. So thank you for that, Jared, because you were a lot of the brains behind doing that.
I was just going to say, I think that's also another great thing about design, PHE. Sometimes I feel like maybe those subject groups sometimes play second fiddle to some of the other subjects, you know? But in reality, especially for those students that are English as a second or additional language, you know, building things or moving, you know, movement, we can learn a lot from that. And I think that those are really important and essential subject groups for sure.
I could not agree more. I'm a little biased, but yeah, I couldn't agree more. And those are the groups that people in other subjects often want to collaborate with, because there is the flexibility in the things that they can do, right? Like the outcomes can be a bit more broad, a bit more open-ended, which is really nice. And so tell me what kind of projects you're doing in your digital design course. Did you abandon product design, or did you add digital design?
Well, we're working on building a STEAM area. So that's something that our school's working on right now. But we definitely have the possibility for like digital and product to be together. But yeah, you know, Lenny Dutton's work on, you know, with the design MYP books, I mean, yeah, you know, those are great. Now, the kids have really enjoyed, you know, the units in there. You know, we started off with the emojis unit, and oh, they love that. And the type of products that we get from that, you know, looking at the processes that they go through, how they're building it, you know, within their graphic organizers and all of that. And we did some Lego work and created like a physical emoji out of the Legos and stuff. Yeah, so they had a lot of fun with that. I think that was really enjoyable. And, you know, at the INS person in me is seeing like connections that could be made culturally and all of that too.
Yeah, no, and I think any design teacher who's listening out there would say that design's sort of the center of the wheel, and all the other projects, sort of subjects, are spokes of that, because I do believe there is a connective tissue that goes through design. But I think everyone probably feels that way about their subject. And so, but you're right, that that stuff Lenny Dutton makes is, and wrote was really, really useful and meaningful and really creative. Like, there was some really fun projects that she proposed and put together there, because she's such an innovative person, and I've enjoyed kind of following her career. She's been on this podcast a couple times too, so I don't know if you knew that or not, Jarrett. Yeah, so you'll have to go back and go back into the archive a fair bit for that one. So yeah, that's awesome, man. And so you're building a STEAM area. What kinds of things are you thinking about when you're, are you part of that process, or is it just a school initiative that other people are running, or what's that like?
Yeah, so I think some of the things, we've got the space sort of sorted out, and of course we've got all of the stuff from our product design area. Within our school, we, you know, we're within an organization, so of course there's also these STEAM challenges that we do as well. One of the things that we did was sort of like a race car. That was a couple of weeks ago, actually. We had STEAM Day, and we had to build the race car. I'm sure you've done this stuff before, Jason, but you had to build a race car with, like, popsicle sticks and, yeah, and pencils and that sort of thing, and see how far, oh, and, like, some noodles and that sort of thing, and see how far it can go, you know.
Oh, I do. Oh, I know. That's awesome, man. Has there been a lot of input from the community on what to include in this STEAM center?
Yeah, you know, one of the great things we have at our school, you know, we do a lot of surveys with the parents to see what they're interested in. We do a lot of surveys with our students as well. We're also building a student well-being room too, and that just started today, actually. Our students are gonna build it, and actually Acamus has given us some money to create this well-being room. So we're really interested in how the students are going to come out with that. And, you know, and again, it comes back to the design cycle, which is why design is so important, I think, in school, because they're going to be going through that whole design cycle as they're thinking about building this well-being room that's basically just a shell. Right now, it's just a white room, you know. So, you know, so it's up to them figure it out.
We should make an album called "The White Room."
Yeah, we don't walk barefoot across the road in Beijing or something.
Yeah, there's something like that. That's funny. Well, listen. Yep. So, as a relative newcomer to MYP design, what one strand would you change in the design cycle?
What one strand? You get really technical here now, Jason. I have a feeling maybe you have some ideas on what one strand that you would like to change.
We all have one, man. We all have one. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. You know what I have found in the design, I mean, I understand it, but I feel like criterion A, the inquiry, takes a long time, and I would probably try and lessen that a little bit and try and focus a little bit more on the planning and the action part, because I think the inquiry does take a considerable amount of time when it's all said and done. So
I completely agree, and I think that D is also rushed often in the at the end. With all the feedback and all the evaluation and testing and stuff is often really held off to the very, very, very end. And so it's not always very quality, but I agree. I think A takes way too long, and that's probably been one of the biggest pieces of feedback that I've heard about the process. And, you know, it's made by folks who have their own, you know, everyone's fallible, right? And we all have, we're all human beings. And so it's been designed by people and it evolves and it changes. So I think hopefully whatever the next iteration of this, it will have some responsiveness and some agency and some choice built into it as well. I would love to see a really explicit strand to do with empathy, thinking about the user, thinking about the target audience, thinking about how do you get that in, because it's implicit. I would like to see it to be more explicit. And I didn't know if that's something, but that comes from more of a design thinking IDEO type thing. Just this idea of empathy maps and thinking about what, you know, your users need.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's why I like Lenny Dutton's units, actually. You know, there's a lot that goes in there, a lot of service, and I think that's really important. So I agree with you completely on that, having that and thinking about others and that service element.
Sure. You have the JB stamp of approval. I love it. So Jared, what's next, man? What's on the horizon for you? Where do you see yourself in 6 months or 5 years? You know, what's going on next?
Well, I've just signed on. I'm going to be a secondary principal staying in China.
Yes.
Looking for it. You know, we're going to have to come up to Beijing. We're going to have to.
Absolutely, man. Anytime.
Yeah. Have to get to Universal Studios probably.
Heck
with
yeah.
You guys. No?
Totally. That's awesome, man. I'm congratulations. I'm really excited about your new role. And will there be any teaching involved, or will it be strictly just leadership?
I think, you know, anytime I think with leadership, you know, I'm really happy to be in the classroom, because I think really have to model things as a leader. And we can't expect, you know, someone to do something if we don't know how to do it ourselves. So I really think, you know, even as a secondary principal, you know, taking a TOK class or, you know, doing the personal project or something like that, I think it's really important to continue on and being in the classroom, even as a leader. So that's something that I will definitely, you know, push for and continue to stay there, because you know, you get stale after a while if you're outside of the classroom, you know, and I think you start to get more and more away from things then, you know.
I completely understand. And yeah, I agree with you there. It's really important to keep your finger on the pulse, so to speak, and to be part of that, and the students to know you in a different setting, and then to also to see if what you've designed and put in place works. So having to be part of it does help a lot, you know. If you've made the schedule, having to live the schedule, you know, like everyone else, it does help you empathize again a bit more with your constituency, I guess you could say. Jared, that's awesome, man. Listen, we could talk all night. I have a question for you that I've been asking everyone all season, and so I want to make sure that you're ready. Are you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it. All right. So, Jared Brown, if you could travel back in time and talk to your younger self, what would you tell yourself?
Well, I think there are probably a couple of things. I think try not to be too nervous about things, you know. I think things work out. And so, it's taken me a long time to really get to that. And I don't know if I'm completely zen yet with it. But I do think that that's important, that, you know, things will eventually work out. And I do think also, too, you've got to have a lot of care, empathy for others, the people around you, you know, because we have no idea the stories that people have been through or that sort of thing, you know. So I think we have to come with best intentions, you know, with everything that we do. So I think those are two things that I would tell my younger self.
Those are both wonderful things, and I completely agree with them, and I appreciate you sharing them. And everyone has a similar sort of feel of, you know, take it easy, don't get too stressed, be patient with yourself. So I think that's great that you also feel the same way. So hopefully younger people listening will heed our advice and take our warning to give yourself a little bit of a slack. I guess you could
say. Has anyone ever asked you that question? Have you answered it?
Oh, good job, Jared. So yeah, I've had that asked of me, and my answer is very similar to yours, which is, number one, I wouldn't change anything that I've done, and number two, to be really kind to myself, right? To really think about just that I have certain strengths that I need to play to, and that the things that aren't my strengths I can develop, but that I need to not be so hard on myself, because I think we're all our own worst and hardest critic. And I think that we have to be, you know, gracious with ourselves and cut ourselves some slack. So, yeah, same kind of vein, you know, unless you're the quarterback at the Ohio State. Sorry, man. I had to have one more zinger. Come on.
Next, like, 10 years, I think, probably.
Oh, totally, man. All right. Well, Jarrett, listen, this is awesome. I really would love to have you back on once you're in your new role and kind of a rolling along. I'd love to have you back on. So I hope that you will accept my invitation to chat at a later date.
Oh, thanks, Jason. Anytime. I would love to be on here. It's always great talking with you. I hope to see you face to face here pretty soon.
It will happen sooner than you're probably ready for, Jarrett. So just be prepared, man. Thanks again.
Yeah, no worries.
Hello, Jason Reagan. Congratulations on your 100th episode of DesignCast. That is amazing. My friend, you have come a long way. I remember I was on way back episode 8, where we talked about drones with some other amazing people like Terry Linton. And then you also, I'm not sure why, but had me on episode 23, where I got to sing the praises of virtual reality, virtual worlds, and how it is helping us learn better. So keep pumping out some amazing episodes, my friend. I love your new pivot to not only looking at the design world, but how we design and personalize education.
Jason, I want to say congratulations on reaching your 100th episode. How amazing is that? Thank you for creating this space for all of us to come by and share a message with you. Education is now even more important than ever, and I want you to continue doing what you do, because a lot of us are relying on you and your expertise. So thank you. Congratulations. Felicidades. I'm so excited for you. Thanks for having me. This is Elaine, and I hope we connect soon.
Hi, Jason. It's Jarrett. It's always been great working with you as a colleague, either as a teacher or through Ivan Podcast. Has been great to see you face-to-face virtually, because we haven't been able to see each other for a couple of years now in person. So I think that's great that we can have that opportunity to talk with each other online. It's just fun just shooting the breeze with you. I really appreciate you having the DesignCast to talk best practices in the teaching world today. So all the best to you, and thanks again.
Hey, Jason, what an accomplishment and what a milestone, 100 episodes. That's amazing. That's 100 times you have gotten on the air and you have allowed your voice to be spoken and heard by so many that need it. We each have such unique individuality and style, and the way that we are designing our lives as educators and getting that word out to our students that they are valued and worthy and amazing. There's just nothing like it. So thanks.
Hey, it's Jonathan Nelda here from STEMpunks. And listen, I had a fabulous time chatting with Jason on the podcast, and super excited to be able to celebrate 100 episodes. And I guess what I want to say is how unique and fantastic it is that Jason gives back so much to the design community. Obviously, he's teaching full time and handling all that, but he's also running the podcast. He's constantly sharing online tips and ideas and supporting everyone. So well deserved for the 100, and he's too many more, mate. Cheers.
Jason, Linda Keene here from Chicago, the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, and Milwaukee Next.cc Steam by Design. I think that your design cast is an amazing resource for design educators and educators all over the world. I have watched several of them, and I am reminded again that I have many more to watch. I love learning from other people and finding out what works with them and activating human imagination. It is more important now than ever before. And education has to share design of the built environment with the natural so that we can build a better world together. Thank you, Jason.
100 episodes? Wow, Jason. I'd celebrate this milestone by making you a giant pizza, and then I'd throw in for dessert some cinnamon rolls smothered in orange zest, cream cheese icing. I don't know why, but I'm suddenly hungry, just as I'm sure your many listeners are hungry for another 100 episodes from you. Jason, thanks so much for all your fascinating and informative podcasts. Please keep them coming.
Hi, Jason. This is Tamar. I'm very, very happy to hear that your Design Cast has completed its 100th podcast episode. And it's been a privilege being a part of this program and listening to educators around the world from various locations and demographics helped us truly understand the challenges that they faced while teaching the same discipline that we teach. We were able to solve a lot of problems indeed listening to their solutions. So keep doing this great work that you're doing. It shows that learning is absolutely effective in bringing in positive changes in an environment. And this is a real-time example that we are seeing through your episodes. All the very best to hit 1,000 episodes in the future. Would like to be a part of it sometime soon with updated knowledge and interesting stuff to share. So keep rocking. All the best.
Hey, Jason, it's Tony Ryan here from the Design and Technology Association in the UK. 100 episodes is blinding. I'm coming behind you with Design for Life. But I'm still 30 behind you, so a long, long way yet. Jason, congratulations. It's an amazing podcast. It gives me, it's on my must listen list, and it gives me a real international perspective, not just on design and technology, but on wider STEM education. And it does what you set out to do with it, which is to bring a community together who are united in one thing, and that's just helping young people to get the best education in this sector that they possibly can. So keep up the good work, my man, and I look forward to catching up soon. And congratulations, and here's to the next 100.
I hope that you enjoyed that episode of DesignCast. Again, I'm Jason. I am the creator and host and one-man band when it comes to this podcast. I sincerely hope you enjoyed it, and please share it with your colleagues and friends and help me network with those folks who you think will benefit from listening to this podcast. If you own a company or you have connections where you would like to partner with me in this podcast, whether it be sponsorship or product reviews or any other possible services, please reach out to me. My contact information is in the show notes, and I cannot wait to hear from you. I only do this because I love talking to people and I love sharing my passion with all the listeners. So, if you are interested in possibly being a future guest, please reach out and get in touch. I can't wait to hear from you. I really want to hear about how this podcast and its guests are helping you become better or to enrich your lives. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, be good to one another.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. We'll see you on the next episode.